This Saturday, August 5th, at the Exit the Apple Art Space, Irregardless
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. How are you guys? How are you doing? A lot of things have been going on. I don't know how I'm going to be funny. I'll be honest with you. The world is just, it's just, you know, fine. I'll get into that in just a minute. So first of all, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways, four ways tonight, through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site, constantly updating the calendar. I'd love to see you guys at a show. Second way you can listen to the sound of my voice is if you want to be more participant, you can click the speaker box that you're listening to on my website, and that will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com. And then you can sign on using a Facebook address, and then you can be part of our live chat. We get some people on the live chat, but there's a fourth way tonight. Here's the third way. I'm actually broadcasting through Facebook Live tonight. We got a, I believe the term is shit ton. We got a, what was that Numa dance that, stop. It's Facebook Live. So let me just say hi to everybody listening through Facebook Live. And you guys can chat it up. And if you guys want to stay for a while, it's just me tonight. And we're going to have some fun. I'm playing a little game in a little while. And you guys are going to love to play. And with Facebook Live, it is super fast. So in the fourth way you can listen, if you cannot listen to the live version of the show, because that's how we broadcast live, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through Google Play and iTunes. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I start the show, we got more people. Hey, Phil, happy birthday. My God, that's my old,
that's old master, and I am young Padawan.
You know, it's messed up. I'm probably your age. I'm the age you were when we met. But you're still a young man, because I just feel old. I'm not old. I just feel old. That's what it is. So as I always start the show, every single week, I start it off with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And so much has been going on. Let me bring you guys up to speed. Tonight, this show, it's a big deal. This is kind of a big deal for me. About 6 years ago, 5 years ago, actually, I started this up. I just wanted to do a live podcast. And at the time, nobody was doing live podcasts, but everybody's doing podcasts. And the funny thing is me and my friend Paul Kravitz, we started doing live podcasts in 98. We were piggybacking AM radio signals. And that's, we were doing a live broadcast, and we would go like an hour and a half, 2 hours. It was a lot of fun. And then we stopped doing it. And then, of course, the internet became the internet. And everybody did podcasts and this, blah, blah, blah. But I said, you know, I want to stay creative. And I said, let me try to do this. So what I started doing is I started doing this live podcast. And tonight is episode, and this is a big deal, episode 199. 199 episodes. They said it wouldn't last. Actually, they said, please, please make it not last. And I said, no, it's going to. So it's lasted almost 200 shows. Now, the next show I do is the 200th show, which I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm kind of planning it out. I'm going to take 2 weeks off to really plan the show. Hopefully I can do a good job. And it starts Lent the same day, which should be fun and interesting. He switched from Mixlr to Facebook and the latter. See, I put the on-air thing. And the reason I don't have it on, look, see, it blows out. It blows out. Otherwise, I'd say it's on air. And the other side says applause. But we don't need that. So the name of tonight's show is Tonight We're Gonna Party Like It's 199. I got to start with the White House updates.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this. There was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You are fired.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try to make this as funny as I can, even though it is nay funny. It is not. So I'm going to do my own take. First of all, our president, Donald J. Trump, is right now in Vietnam with Kim Jong-un, and he's got a warmer reception than his lawyer, Michael Cohen, is getting in the Congress. He's such a rat. I posted on Facebook, I go, you know, if he was Italian, he would have been whacked by now. He would have. He's singing like a canary. It's crazy. And I know everybody's looking for the smoking gun. Everybody wants this because they want to nail Trump. They want to nail him. I don't care either way. I really don't. So I don't want you to think I'm playing sides, because I ain't. I just think it's funny to watch all these people. And the funny thing is, usually when you watch the debates or any, not debates, when usually when you watch any kind of House committee thing or something like that, where they have all these people and they're like, isn't it true that this, that, and the witness will go, well, not exactly. Could you please just answer my question? No, well, I can't really answer the question. I'd like you to answer the question. And they're very like, they give their own answer because they can't answer yes or no for a lot of questions because sometimes things are complicated. I get it. You get it. We're all smart people. But Michael Cohen, I've never seen anything like it. They're like, isn't it true that Donald Trump sold coke to babies? Yes, yes, he sold a lot of coke to babies. And as a matter of fact, I have the people he sold coke to. And is it true? Did he kill? He killed 14 people, and I have videotapes of that. It was just like, I've never seen anything like it. Nothing. And I'm looking at it going, what? And again, he's a rat. I mean, forget about what it is. I thought he was a lawyer. I don't know if he's just saying stuff or it's true, but he already lied under oath. And now, I don't know what you can believe. That's my thing. It's like I'm going, oh, yeah. I never paid anybody off for Trump. I never gave women checks. Well, there were a few checks. There were a lot of checks. Now, he didn't make them out to me, per se. Well, he made them out to me, but it wasn't him personally. It was his foundation. I don't know why was it. It was, you know, that whatever. You know, and then he just goes. He said, I've never seen anything like it. And Congress is leading the witness. It was ridiculous. And I'm only referencing it because every other committee or every other Senate investigation or hearing or whatever, it's, you know, they're always a little, you know, there is a little push and pull. This guy was like, is it true that Donald Trump told you that he didn't like black people? He was trying to kill people. And he's like, yes, he killed a lot of people. Yes, and I have the records. You know, it's insane. It's insane. And I think, oh, that should be the end of it, but I'm going to keep going. I'd play it again, but I can't. And the funny thing was, and again, you don't, and I have my own belief system and I don't force it on anybody. But if I put something on Facebook, and I put this on Facebook, I go, he's singing like a canary. And I go into my best 40s, he's singing like a canary. And again, if he was in jail, and, you know, if Trump was one of my people, he would have been whacked out. He would have been whacked. Even in a federal prison, he would have got whacked out. He would have got whacked. They were going to get to Henry Hill. What the? It was just, it's insane. And I know that Mueller. The report was supposed to come out this week. It didn't come out. So now they're like, son of a bitch. son of a bitch, we got to get something. And I think that's why they're chomping at the bit. And the funny thing was, they preempted a lot of TV, and they had all the Democrats speak first. And then they cut all the live feeds for the other side, the Republican side. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's just good timing. I don't know. I don't know. But they're not going to get him. They're just not. He's a Donald. You know something? Nobody's going to get me. Nobody at all. Because what? I could shoot somebody in the middle of Fourth Avenue and no one would say. You're not going to get him. You're just not. Now, I don't know. Is he doing some shit? Yes, he's doing some shit. All political people do stuff. Hillary and the Clintons had their foundation and Obama. Everybody's done stuff. You know, it is. And that's the sad thing. It's the sad thing that we have to go, well, we're all crooks. It's sad that we have to reduce ourselves to that. But you got to admit, this guy is taking it to the next level. He is just doing some major, major balling shit. You know what I mean? It's insane. It's insane. I don't know. What I love what you're decorating the ladder. You know something, Jason? I love. See, I was telling everybody about that. And here's the thing. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, whatever. She should not talk. She doesn't say anything. I don't know. She contradicts herself all the time. And my problem is, you know, I don't think I want Trump for another 4 years, but I don't know what's going to go against him. And I'm not even going to talk about Jesse Smollett. That's horrendous. If it's true. And all these things I say, allegedly, you got to keep that in there. Allegedly. Because if you're an intelligent person, you say, well, allegedly, it's not been proven. Somebody saying something happened doesn't make it true. Somebody saying something over and over and over again doesn't make it true. Now, if it's true, what the, you know, because when it first happened, I was like, can you believe it? In 2019, that's horrible. And I felt bad for my entire country. Forget about what side you're on or what color you are. It was a horrible thing. And then the two guys from Nigeria. Why would you not hire white guys? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do it. I know if I did it. If I see the guys I would hire would never say nothing. But then again, I'd end up in a trunk missing a foot. And it would be horrible. Oh, yes. I almost forgot about it. Peter Tork. All the bullshit that's going on. Nobody mentioned the last monkey. I don't know if he's the last monkey. Hold on, let me see the. I want to see what I got for monkey music here. Monkey music. Oh, Peter Tork. It's unbelievable. You know? But, you know, we're in that age now where everybody who was very famous is now dropping. And that, you know, just makes sense. You know? Things happen. People die. You know, my numbers, everybody's numbers live in it, and you got to do the best you can. You know, I don't care how many Super Bowl rings you won. Every once in a while, you got to go and look, let's be honest. Who am I going to go to? Allegedly, people, keep that in the vocabulary, allegedly. I don't know why Bob. You know, you can't. You know, because if here's the thing, I'm not famous, but I've got a little bit of notoriety. And the thing is, here's the thing: I don't know how people date in this century we're in. Because, like, when I was dating, you could give somebody a fake name or a fake phone number if you didn't want to talk to them anymore. You could just disappear. Not anymore. So what's Bob going to do? This is anonymous. It's a victimless crime. I'm sorry. Allegedly. Allegedly. But so much. Oh, my God. That's why you got to have fun, you know? Just stop taking it serious, everybody. What's this? I'm going to go see Mickey Dolenz and Mike Nesmith at the Chevalier. Is that Chevalier? Is that what it's called? The Chevrolet? Hi, Lisa. Lisa Jones. Oh, Shauna's there. So a lot of people jumped on. So, and here's the last thing before I get into what I want to get into. I had alluded to this last week. About 5-8 years ago, me and a bunch of other actors and artists, I should say artists, and I hate the word artist, but it's an all-encompassing thing. We're in film production, we're actors, directors, writers, musicians, people in production. Just, there were a bunch of us that we got together and we formed a support group, which I thought was really cool. And at the time, it was called Consortium, or The Consortium. And then through just calendar things, it kind of drifted off and it kind of fell apart a little bit. And over the past few months, I've been feeling like I wanted to be more inspired, or, and I there's a lot of people support me, and don't misunderstand me. It's not that people don't support me. What it is in a very small window, as far as writing, directing, filmmaking, things like that, a support group. You need a core group. And of course, I love everybody who listens and who's on Facebook Live now and on Mixlr, who comes to the website, comes to my shows. I love every bit of it, and I totally appreciate it. There's just a core group that I've always kind of had, and then for a while I didn't have it. So I'm trying to get the core group back together, and I think it's going to work out. I put out the email. Everybody's very jazzed about it. We got some new people. I designed a bunch of logos and stuff like that. So now it's going to be known as Idea Artists. And essentially, that's what it is. It's a group of people that kind of get together, support each other for projects, for things personally, for things professionally, career-wise, management-wise. And we kind of pooling resources so that we can all get better, faster, stronger. Dun, 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 dun. You know, $6 million man. Bop, bop, bop. And I'm really looking forward to it. And we have one of our first meetings coming up in a couple weeks. And I'll let you guys know how it went. And I'm just super psyched about it. And especially in this world of super craziness, the super supercalifragilistic expialidocious shit. It's just insane. So I'm going to play a game because I never get to play anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play a little Sounds Like Sax to Me. Now, for those of you who've never played before, this game, I actually have been doing this a while. It's one of the first games I ever played. I'm out of breath. I shouldn't have done that. I held my breath for that whole thing. I'm going to get a head rush. How was the live? How was the live podcast? It was good. Mark passed out, and it went for another hour and a half, and nobody even noticed. But Sounds Like Sax to Me is a game I like to play where, now, I grew up in the 70s, 80s, 90s, where the saxophone was one of the key instruments in a lot of songs. Almost every single song had a saxophone solo. And in the 6 years, or the 5.5 years I've been doing this show, I've never repeated anything. First of all, let me just back up a little bit. This is show 199. The little intros that you hear every time the show starts about the word irregardless, somebody using the word, I've never used the same one twice. And I've got another 15, and we're almost at 200 shows. I've never repeated my content. I try my best to never repeat it. The commercials occasionally, but not the games. So this is the way this game works. I'm going to play you a saxophone solo, and you have to guess the song and hopefully the artist as well. So when you hear the saxophone solo, type in the song and the artist. And I'm going to be a little strict tonight. I'm going to have you do both. And you got to do them both at the same time. The first person to get about there, they, you know, they're the ones that are going to get it right. So here's the first one. 18 seconds. Ready? Go. All right. Now, that was 18 seconds worth. And if you guys are good, you didn't know you're going to have to Shazam it. But if you're listening through your phone, you can't Shazam it and do the same thing twice. So that is 18 seconds worth of a saxophone solo. It's a really easy one if you were familiar with the band. If you're not familiar with the band, Oh my God, Kim Santo got it right. It is squirrel nut zipper, and it is hell.
In the afterlife, you could be headed for the serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay.
That's right. It was hell, which we're kind of in it now. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's see. All right. What is that squeaking? All right. So here's the next one. This one's a little trickier. One of my favorite songs, and you should get this. Classic song. Ed Waugh just joined us. You gotta guess the saxophone solo, guys. Yeah. Now, most of my listeners are too young to remember this song. Come on. That is such an easy song. It really is. Even if you didn't grow up in that genre. And it's a song from the 50s, late 50s, early 60s. You have no idea, but I like it. It's super easy. Come on, don't make me play it again. That was 20 seconds. And I know Kim is going to do it. Kim's going to badass this. Let's see. Oh, Steve Bjork. Hey, Steve. And AJ jumped back on. So we're playing the Sounds Like Sax to Me game, where I play your saxophone solo and you have to guess the artist. What is it? Woolly Bully, Sam the Sham, and I can't remember the rest of the band name. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. I'll give it to you.
Woolly Bully.
Yeah.
Woolly Bully. Woolly Bully. Woolly Bully. Woolly Bully.
Why did I? Super easy. That's how you play. It was actually Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. How about this one? 16 seconds. Oh, by the way. Oh, you got it right. Let me give you a correct one.
You know this game sucks, man.
Kim, you got it right. And you got the other one right, too.
You know this game sucks, man.
She's killing it, guys. Kim Santo is killing it right now. Here's the last one, because I only do three. This one's tough. I was driving around in my 76 Cutlass crying to the song. It's like ancient history for me. It's only 16 seconds, but it's decent. You know, I'll play that one again because I love it so much. Here we go, ready? Ow, that hurt. I just stretched every bone in my body. Here we go. I'm not good with the slow ones. You mean the songs? Come on. I know Christine will probably get that one. I'll give you a hint. It's from a specific movie with Kevin Costner in it. And they actually recently did they're doing a show now of the same name. If you don't get this one, I'm going to have to do one more. Should I do it? I can't do it a third time. All right. Nobody gets it.
Okay, moving on.
Nope. But you know something, Kim? You got two of the three. What is it? The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston. Yeah, but the song is not The Bodyguard. The movie was called The Bodyguard, and this artist is Whitney Houston. But the name of the song is not The Bodyguard. Not even The Bodyguard theme or the love theme from The Bodyguard. It's not even that. What is he? Ready? All the man that I need. All the man that I need. Oh, all the man she needs. Well, anyway, let's move on. So here's what I'm going to do. It's getting close to the bewitching hour. I'm going to take my first break, my only break. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be this coming weekend. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at SalemFoodTours.com.
When I am in this section of the galaxy, I listen to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Exterminate! Exterminate! Exterminate!
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
You're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. So, guys, it's been a fun little show. Hopefully, I brighten your night up a little bit. So, and we do this every single Wednesday. Well, not every single Wednesday, but mostly. But I advertise enough. Oh, Steve, what'd you say? I just had 5 minutes and saw you were on. Just because I'm leaving now is not a statement of my enjoyment level. Thank you. I will. I'll keep up the good work. Thank you, sir. So, here's where I'm going to be this current week. And tomorrow, which we have some snow coming in, but I got a very busy day tomorrow. This is how my day is going to go. In the morning, I'm going down to Easton. There's like a daycare for children, little kids. And I'm doing a character thing tomorrow. I'm going to be Captain America for the children tomorrow. Do I look like Captain America? No, I do not look like Chris Evans. I look a little more like Christopher Columbus. Let's be honest. That is the Captain America. Here we go. I find it. So I'm doing that in the morning, and hopefully the snow won't deter us too much. Later that afternoon, I'm going to be coming back and then hanging out at the house doing some writing. And then tomorrow night, I'm hitting 2 clubs, and I just found out about these today, so I'm very excited. I'm going to be trying some new jokes out at Kretschmann's in Webster. They do a showcase night or an open mic, or they call it a mic now. They don't even call it an open mic, call it a mic. And then after that, because one show is at like 7 and the next show is at 9, and then I'm going to the Compass Tavern in Worcester to tell more jokes there, or maybe some of the same jokes and see if they work out. Friday night, currently I'm off, so we'll see what happens there. But check my calendar, because it always changes. And then Saturday night, big night. This is an event I do every single year for the Special Olympics. My friend Donna, we've been doing this for, oh my God, almost seven years. I've been getting her comics. We've been doing this huge fundraiser. She raises so much money. And we're doing it at the Polish American Citizen Club in Gardner, Mass. I got Amy T coming there. I got Joe Espy, and I got James Dorsey. So that's what I got this upcoming week. And so, guys, definitely check out my calendar. Come see a show. That'd be great. And as always, if you want to be part of the show, you can email me, radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can even call the hotline. Leave me a funny message, 978-219-9294. March 6th will be our 200th show, the start of Lent. It's going to be in 2 weeks, so get ready. We'll see you then.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises.
And copyrighted 2019, all rights reserved.
Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just gonna want to play.